What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, over in Paul Manafort's case, yesterday a federal judge denied a request by Paul Manafort's lawyers to suppress evidence seized by the FBI from his home as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's ongoing probe into the alleged collusion with Russia. And Manafort's lawyers had sought to limit the scope of evidence that prosecutors can rely on for his trial in September in Washington, D.C., claiming that the search warrant was overly broad and therefore unconstitutional. And that is because of the wording in that Fourth Amendment. Okay, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. It's that word, particularly. You can't show up at a house with a search warrant that says, we just want to search. The warrant has to say, we are looking for illegal fluffy dogs or something like that. And that's what they have to be looking for. But the judge basically sided with the prosecutors and said, no, it's not overly broad, even though what they're going after Manafort about has absolutely nothing to do with the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. What Mueller wants to do is get Manafort in a headlock and try and turn him, get him to turn on Trump and give him something. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, a couple of things I wanted to ask you. One is this obsession now with Russia. This goes to show me the establishment, including the media, mainstream media, that they're working for probably for the military-industrial complex because they need a bogeyman. If they don't have a bogeyman, there's no reason to justify the ridiculous amount of defense, so-called defense, actually police the world spending. And they also, I really wonder if these people are stupid enough to think that anybody would win a nuclear war, or that if we had a localized war, let's say on Russia's border, Russians would be motivated. They don't want their country invaded again. They have to think of, and the next war will not be fought on Russian soil, and I think they kick our butts, all right? I think they're more motivated. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is China.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of people now that are saying China is really our main enemy and blah, 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 including, by the way, Alex Jones. On InfoWars, and I heard Hannity recently say it also. They're the ones who are really spying us, blah, blah, blah. You think China is really, I know they're still supposedly a communist country. You think they really, are that terrible? And another thing, too, what they're saying, oh, they chain kids up to trees while the parents go to work and have a suicide net, people jumping out of, because they're so disgusted with their jobs they're doing, that they have the nets to stop them from committing suicide at all, and it's just one terrible, horrible place. Do you believe that or what?
No, I don't. And part of the reason for that is that we have seen this pattern before. Whenever the military-industrial complex wants to kick up another war, it's preceded by propaganda about what a terrible place this is and how the people are suffering. And really, we have a moral imperative to go on in and help these people. I'm going to tell you right now, war with China would be a big mistake. First of all, it's a big country, and they have a lot of people in uniform. I'm seeing the start of the propaganda run-up. It's like we don't have enough wars on our hands already, and they're pushing hard for war with Russia, and now they're doing it to China. And it's hard to see what the thinking is. Are they really planning a world war, or do they just want to give us the illusion of one so they can go on taking our money and giving us absolutely nothing back for it?
I just wonder, you know, being the kind of with the all-volunteer army today, and I really don't think they're picking the best of the best anymore. I think more and more young people are being wise to what's really going on, because they get that they don't.
They've had to lower their standards. The recruiters have had to lower their standards.
So, well, how do they? You know, the only way they would have the amount of troops is with a grant. If you think they're going to get people out of this population, especially young people, they need. They're crazy. First of all, these people are they get their news, again, not from the mainstream media, but from the net. They know what's going on. And they're going to want to be, you would have riots, and, you know, make the 60s look tame. And if you somehow did get them into uniform and did get them out in the field, and if they had to fight, let's say, a localized war against Russia, you know, let's say it didn't go nuclear, they'd slaughter us because they're motivated. They have no, you know, they have to, by the way, you mentioned Michael Scheuer, right? Michael Scheuer is, you know, this is actually, he's very truthful about what he says. He wants us to get out of these wars and stuff like that. He's made it clear, you know, what we're facing and what we're dealing with if we keep starting these things. If you talk about a different Michael Scheuer, I don't know. There's just no way that they could win a localized war like that, and it would have to have draft. And I just don't know what these people are thinking, because, you know, Russia means no harm to us. They're not a threat to us unless we make them a threat.
No, they're not.
You know, China, I don't think
it's a threat. Yeah, they're making them a threat because that's good for the armaments industry. It allows the government to try and scare us into obedience, except that part of it doesn't seem to be working, according to that Gallup poll. We're not falling for it. We're not afraid of the big bag Russian boogeyman. We're more concerned with illegal immigration, according to Gallup.
What did Gallup say? Anyway?
I'm sorry?
What did Gallup poll say? I missed it.
Concern about Russia, less than 1% of the population said it was their top area of concern. And the top area of concern for the majority of the people who were polled by Gallup is immigration.
Yeah, immigration and jobs, you know, sending our jobs overseas and, you know, things like that. I don't know if it's a good idea to have tariffs or not. That might backfire. I understand Trump was talking today against raising the interest rate, which I can understand. They should have raised the interest rates a long time ago, but now is probably not the time to do it because, you know, this could just any improvement this economy is making now, that could just destroy it right there and then.
So. Yes, it would, and it could even trigger a market crash. Basically, all the indicators are saying we're going to be in another recession next year.
What do you think is going to happen with housing? You think housing is going to go down again too?
We're in another housing bubble. Wall Street never learns any lessons from their past disasters because they don't have to pay for them. When they had that 2008 real estate bubble followed by the mortgage-backed security meltdown, it didn't cost them anything. Nobody went to jail. Yes, AIG went out of business, but the others were all propped up and saved by TARP and bailouts and quantitative easing. And those members of Congress just...
They're advertising all the time. They run commercials. Evidently, if they ran out of business, evidently they're back. They're always advertising.
Or was it Lehman Brothers who collapsed?
Oh, yeah, Lehman Brothers, right.
I misspoke.
But I'm surprised even with China that, you know, I don't know what's going on with, like, InfoWars and all that, why they're drumming up stuff about China, because China, you know, to me, China is actually almost a miracle. When you consider that not that long ago, they were still walking around in those, what they call them, mal suits or something like that. You know, looked like a fatigue, looked like the fatigue outfits we used to wear when I was in the Army, you know?
Yep.
And their hat, everything like that, and that's where people walked around. today, China, everything I can see, I look at China. They're a modern, the modern society. If anything, more modern than we are.
They are. Now, some years ago, I took Claire to Cincinnati, Ohio for the World Choral Olympics, and it is a global event, and there were several choirs there from China, and it's obvious these kids were all happy. They, you know, of course, they're traveling the world, performed very, very well. They didn't look to me like the children of a society that is all that oppressive. And again, the goal of the propagandists in the United States is to convince you that this is still the greatest nation on earth, even as we slide into obvious decline. And back in the 1980s, I had an opportunity to work in some other countries in Europe and noticed that conditions there were not as they had been presented by American media. They were a lot better. And I had a wonderful time. They want you to believe this is the best nation on earth. They don't want you to leave. They want you to stay here and work within the system. They're going to try and puff up how great things are in this country. And with everybody able to look around and see that things aren't very good in this country, yeah, you're going to start seeing more and more propaganda that says, oh, this country is just in terrible condition. This country is in terrible condition. Oh, you know, the beavers are out of control up in Canada. China's doing all these evil things and Russia's doing all these evil things. And you couldn't possibly want to think about emigrating, although a lot of Americans are. A lot of Americans are giving up their citizenship and getting the heck out of Dodge.
By the way, did you see what Putin is doing, by the way? And by the way, Michael Scheuer brought that up, and then I looked it up, and sure enough, he's bringing in 15,000 families from farming families from South Africa, because you know what's going on there. There's almost a genocide take place there. He's bringing them,
yep.
And I think that's just a start. I think you might see all 4 million before this is over going to Russia, and he's offering land and everything else. I mean, so, and that Michael Scheuer pointed this out, too, on the John Frederick show. I'm not sure who the John Frederick show is, but I found it on YouTube. And he's saying that Scheuer even said, I mean, this man's a Christian. And he's inviting Christians over. It's not like they're making him out to be. The way the media makes him out to be, you think he's the second coming of Stalin. And he has the Politburo working full-time. And he has the gulags going full time. That's what, if you listen to the stupid media, the mainstream media, that's what you would think. And that means the so-called right-wing media like Fox News and the other clowns, CNN and MSNBC, were really just the same coin, just different sides. So,
yes.
There's no rhyme or reason for what they're doing. And we're finding out that people are finding out. People found out, too, during the World Cup, I think. Now, I don't know how much the sanctions are affecting Russia. I don't think they're affecting them as much as we'd like, as they planned on. But you would probably know more about that.
An American politician who'd gone to Russia for the World Cup. And he said, looking around, it doesn't look like the sanctions have really had much of an effect at all. Again, it's just poking a finger in Putin's eye more than anything else. Russia, of course, is a very, very large country, and there are some very beautiful cities like, St. Petersburg and Moscow. And then there's all the way out on the Kamchatka Peninsula, and that's developed. But there's a lot of still undeveloped territory in the middle. And Putin has been running this free land deal actually for a while. Where if you're willing to move to one of these undeveloped areas, you can have a big chunk of land to set up a farm or whatever you want to do here. And it's basically he's replaying the Homestead Act that we had to build up the American West. And he could eventually wind up with quite a few of those white South African farmers moving on up there. And they'd certainly be a lot colder in the winter than they are now. But South Africa is turning into a disaster.
I don't know about if you know about this guy. He used to be a Palm Beach sheriff's deputy, Palm Beach, Florida, John Dugan. I was just there with RT had a thing about him, and I just saw Jason. I don't know if you know who Jason Goodman is. He was interviewing him yesterday on one of the YouTube channels, you know. And he's happy, except he doesn't have his kids. That's the only problem. But he's having them visit him. He's been he actually fled to Russia because he was blowing the whistle about the corruption in the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department. And he was a computer expert at the same time. And they got wind of it, and they started going after him. They stuck the FBI in him also. And he decided, you know what, he had to escape. He had to escape first to Canada and then get a plane to Canada to finally to, I think it went to Romania or something like that, and went from there to Russia. And
yep.
He's very happy. Well, I mean, imagine coming from Palm Beach, Florida, and now living in Moscow. That's quite a difference in the climate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it really is. There was this very short franchise of movies called Reds, retired, extremely dangerous, starred Bruce Willis. And the second one of them, they actually shot part of it in Moscow, right in front of the Kremlin. And you look around in the background, you're seeing, you get a good sense of what life is like there. It's not a terrible, terrible place to live. Anyway, listen, Mark, I got to let you go. I'm falling behind on my new schedule here. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back to the news, as you know, this Russian Maria Butina has been arrested for espionage. And as it turns out, the FBI supposedly knew about her activities for a long time. She knew they knew she was working with the NRA and conservatives, but did not warn them she was a spy. So were they trying to use Maria to set them up? Remember when there was this issue raised about the investigation into Donald Trump's campaign was to try and find spies, potential spies. And Trump's, the first thing he said was, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me you suspected this person might be a spy? I wouldn't have hired them in the first place. So we have exactly the same thing. Again, the FBI was using this Russian asset to try and set up the NRA and various conservatives. What a mess over there. Okay, well, Joe Lieberman is calling for Democrats to reject Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in November. And the honeymoon is definitely over. And she's been quite controversial. When she was campaigning, she was openly critical of Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. She's an open borders advocate. I think it was yesterday we were reporting she was calling for all the ICE offices to be occupied and just demanding open borders. But she did beat incumbent Joe Crowley in the primary in her state. So Joe Lieberman wrote this little editorial piece in the Wall Street Journal saying that Democrats should drop her and continue to support Joe Crowley, who apparently is going to have to run as an independent because that's all he's got left. But Joe Lieberman is basically trying, again, to undo the will of the voters. It's getting to be a bad habit with these guys, I think. All righty, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back after these few words. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, we're coming to you with our hat in our hand and saying that Republic Broadcasting wants you, needs you, needs your support. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call in with a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring monthly subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during normal business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Getting on back to our domestic politics here, John Kelly, the current White House Chief of Staff, is under fire for apparently botching the handling of a top aide's domestic abuse scandal. And there is now word that Trump may replace him with Mick Mulvaney, who is a retired four-star Marine general, as his chief of staff. So another big change in the White House staff coming. Okay, a lot of people besides me are getting a sense things are headed toward a crisis, toward a fracture. Story coming out of Zero Hedge here about how America is the upside down, and it's spending most of its text talking about this very obvious hypocrisy of just going after anything connected with Trump, while the very obvious crimes of, for example, Hillary Clinton get swept under the political rug. We're looking at a huge, huge scandal, Spygate. And we now know it involves President Obama and the FBI and probably the CIA and NSA as well. They didn't just spy on him. They set up members of his team in a grand scheme of entrapment arranged by former CIA director John Brennan. This is huge. Corporate media, it just is not covering it. Or they're covering the little individual pieces, and they're missing the overall. Our another article out of Zero Hedge. U.S. politics is reaching a breaking point. And so the article says, Putin has declared the Cold War over, which is why all the war hawks are so unhappy in this country. They all have stock in the military-industrial complex. Pat Buchanan agrees. And you have to give kudos to Trump for going to Singapore and Helsinki looking for peace. And that, of course, does make him a danger to the military-industrial complex. So we are heading toward a fracture or a crisis of some kind. What was it Lincoln said? A house divided against itself cannot endure. That's what's happening in Washington, D.C. It's fractured. It's factionalized. It's dysfunctional. All right, let's talk about the war zones here. Down in Syria, the Syrian Democratic Forces are trying to normalize relations with Damascus. They're saying, let's sit down and talk about a way that we can just sort of end this war and peacefully coexist. And so that is a very, very positive development. Now, you know that Israel has been encouraging, championing the flow of refugees from war-torn areas into Europe. They think it's a great idea. Well, now we have refugees fleeing from the fighting in southern Syria that are heading for the border with Israel, and Israel is turning them away. Another little double standard out there. And there was a Reuters reporter at the scene said an officer on the Israeli side of the fence told the crowd, get back before something bad happens. Okay, Lindsey Graham, who once ran for president himself, huge supporter of Israel, and he's come out now warning Israel against any deal with Russia over Syria. And he came on out and said, be very careful making agreements with Russia in Syria that affect U.S. interests. Then he went on to say the U.S. must maintain its presence in Syria to ensure ISIS doesn't come back and to counter the Russian influence. So now we can have countering the Russian influence along with the countering Iranian influence. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And over in Hebron, the Israeli army has blown up three Palestinian wells from which they get their drinking water, and also blew up the front of eight homes, leaving them demolished so that the families living in them have to go in and out through windows. This has become a very common tactic by the Israeli army. Once again, Israeli settlers have stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's just provocation after provocation after provocation. And these Israeli settlers were under armed security by the Israeli police. So Netanyahu's trying to get something going. We've heard all the talk about the Israeli military being told to get ready for a major military operation in Gaza. So, but Netanyahu needs the Gazans to do something to justify it, or Netanyahu will resort to a false flag. They'll launch a bottle rocket from Gaza into a dirt field in Israel, and the war will be on. Now, Israel has passed a bunch of laws that a lot of people are very upset about. Israel okayed the law limiting Palestinian access to the courts. And critics are saying this effectively paves the way for the Judaization of the West Bank. The law effectively transfers jurisdiction over administrative issues related to the occupied West Bank from the Israeli Supreme Court to the administrative court in Jerusalem. And the law also prohibits human rights groups from petitioning Israel's Supreme Court. Another law that they passed was the Breaking the Silence Law, which basically says Israel can now ban critics of the occupation from giving presentations to school children. And third and worst of all, Israel did pass that Jewish-only national self-determination law, despite the huge outcry around the world. And there was apparently quite a fearsome debate inside the Knesset. But it passed by a narrow margin, 62-55. But the law basically will come into force as soon as it's published in the Knesset's official gazette. And it's really sparked a wave of protests. It basically legalizes apartheid inside Israel that says there can be Jewish-only areas to which Arabs are simply banned. And that only Jews have a right to self-determination inside Israel. So it's basically reducing the Arabs to clearly a second-class inferior citizenry. Over in Great Britain, as you know, there's been this fight going back and forth over whether Parliament was going to adopt Israel's favorite definition of anti-Semitism, which is criticism of Israel's government. And they weren't able to get that through, primarily because of Jeremy Corbyn. And this triggered a profanity-laced outcry by Labour Member of Parliament Dame Margaret Hodge, who basically called Corbyn a racist and an anti-Semite, which is kind of funny because he's Jewish. But they were just out there screaming at him. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. In this debate over whether criticism of Israel's government represents anti-Semitism, a rather surprising voice is rising. 36 Jewish groups from around the world have issued a statement condemning the conflation of anti-Semitism with criticism of Israel. And their statement says, as social justice organizations from around the world, we write this letter with growing alarm regarding the targeting of organizations that support Palestinian rights in general and the nonviolent boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement in particular. These attacks too often take the form of cynical and false accusations of anti-Semitism that dangerously conflate anti-Jewish racism with opposition to Israel's policies and the system of occupation and apartheid. And among the various groups that signed the statement are Jewish Voice for Peace. We've linked to their website on many times. In fact, they initiated this whole thing. Jews for Palestinian Right of Return, Jews of Color and Sephardi, and Misra Jews in Solidarity with Palestine. Jews say no. And there was even a Jewish group inside Israel itself that signed on to this, along with the Netherlands, Belgium, France, New Zealand, Canada, Germany, Spain, South Africa, Argentina, and the United Kingdom. And it never really made sense. I mean, saying that the only reason people criticize Israel's government is they hate the Jewish people is like saying the only reason people criticize the Nazis is they hate Germans. That's how silly this whole thing has been. Now, as you know, the Freedom Flotilla is underway, and they're making progress. They're taking their time. They're stopping at ports. And there's a former Israeli Air Force pilot who is among the volunteers on the flotilla, Yonatan Shapira. And he's basically saying it's time for a boycott of Israel, not just the illegal settlements, but all of Israel. He's saying Israel's democracy is, in fact, an apartheid state led by fascist Jewish supremacists. Boy, did he get that one right. And with the passage of that Jewish-only self-determination bill, yeah, that's it. Israel's government just declared itself an apartheid state. Their attitude seems to be, yeah, we're apartheid. What are you going to do about it? down in Nicaragua, the war or attempted coup d'etat is continuing there. And Nicaraguan National Police and pro-government civilians retook a symbolically important neighborhood that has recently become a center of resistance to President Daniel Ortega's government. And the town is called Monimbo. It's a neighborhood of Messiah City before dawn. And they had largely regained control of it by the afternoon. So a lot of stuff going on down there. Hard to keep track of all these wars. Over in Asia, Beijing is sending some of their strategic bombers for real combat practice to a massive war games in Russia. And China will send H-6K bombers, J-10 fighters, JH-78 fighter bombers, IL-76s, Y-9 transport aircraft, and a team of airborne troops to Russia for the International Army Games 2018. Now, these war games, first launched by Russia in 2014, will be co-organized this year by China, Russia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Iran, and Armenia from July 29th, just 10 days from now, to August 11th. And basically, it's kind of like their version of RIMPAC. Now, a lot of people wonder why the military has to be so expensive. And there used to be something in Congress called the Golden Fleece Award for wasteful spending. And more times than not, it went to the military. This one is going to really get your hair up. The Air Force has admitted that it will be spending $10,000 each to replace toilet seat covers in the C-5 Galaxy cargo planes. The reasoning is that the plane is no longer in production and there are no more spare parts, so they're having to basically custom make a toilet seat because you can't go down to City Mill or Home Depot and find a toilet seat cover for a C-5A. But apparently, Senator Chuck Grassley lashed out at the Defense Department over what he's calling a spare parts ripoff. Now, the first thing I thought about when I saw this was, wouldn't this be a good application for 3D printing? I mean, they've still got the old seats. They can scan those to get the shape, and then you 3D print them out with a new material. That's going to come in for a lot less than $10,000. But they never listen to me on these things. Claire's laughing in the other room. So let's get into the economic news here. And I mentioned this earlier in the show. Unless the Federal Reserve changes course, we're looking at a recession next year, 2019. And it has a lot to do with the yield on the U.S. bonds, the short term versus the long term. And a lot of people watch the difference in the yields, looking for telltale signs. And as of June 13th of this year, the median estimate of Federal Open Market Committee members of the appropriate federal funds rate by the end of 2018 was 2.4%. This implies that the Federal Reserve has penciled in two more 25 basis points increases by the end of the year. If the Fed holds this rate increase course, the yield curve is signaling there will be a recession. Now, obviously, for those of you with variable rate mortgages or credit cards or things like that, a rate increase, even though it's a tiny one, it will impact you. But more importantly is the fact that the stock market is being kept in green territory. Well, it didn't make it today. The Dow was down 134. But it's the availability of very inexpensive money. So investors will basically go to the Fed, borrow a bunch of money, buy a bunch of stock, wait for it to go up, sell it out, return the money to the bank along with the interest, and what's left over is their profit. It's what they get to keep. And that activity, that upward pressure, drives the market upward. That activity is going to slow down when the cost of borrowing that money to play that little game with the stock market means there's nothing left over. Nobody's going to do this just for fun. Now, Cyprus, remember Cyprus? They had that huge banking crisis, led to bail-ins, bailouts, and massive poverty. Apparently, it is happening all over again. The Cyprus Cooperative Bank apparently has failed and will be sold to Hellenic Bank for very little. And there is already a bank run forming following the news, which has only just started. And, you know, the cooperative bank has been split into a good bank and sold off to Hellenic Bank. This sentence doesn't really make any sense. So, again, in Europe. Now, despite all the talk about the economic recovery here, we are seeing that the deficit for next year is projected to top $1 trillion. Now, we're not talking debt. We're talking deficit. What it means is, as of next year, the U.S. government is planning on spending $1 trillion more than it takes in from taxes, tariffs, excises, from whatever sources it gets its money. And that means that by the end of the year, the total U.S. government debt will have climbed by another trillion, plus accruing interest. This nation is in serious, serious trouble. Story coming out of Russia today. The BRICS group of emerging economies are starting to close ranks in the face of U.S. trade aggression. And Putin is getting ready to attend the BRICS summit in South Africa next week. And, of course, he's going to meet there with representatives from Brazil, India, China, and South Africa. And they're going to be talking about the challenges posed by this trade dispute with the United States. And the BRICS meeting comes at a time when the U.S. is trying to withdraw from global trade agreements that were first signed to serve its interest. Washington has been accused of paralyzing the work of the World Trade Organization by refusing to agree to the appointment of new judges at the WTO appellate body. So, let's talk about immigration and refugees and so forth here. Out in Los Angeles is still pushing forward to be a city of sanctuary. Now, of course, all of California is a sanctuary state, but a lot of cities have taken it on themselves to say, we're sanctuary cities, and they're battling the Trump administration. Apparently a federal judge recently handed down rulings both for and against the Golden State's longtime position as a sanctuary city for undocumented immigrants. So the fight is going to the courtroom. Now, according to the Department of Homeland Security, more than 100 deported migrant parents intentionally left their children behind in the United States. And it doesn't look good, but it's the parents' decision. Hopefully they were left with somebody who's going to take care of them and are not just out there running wild, being picked up by child traffickers. Another report here that smugglers, again, we reported on this before. Border Patrol agents in South Texas arrested three unaccompanied minors being used by the Mexican drug cartels to smuggle marijuana across the Rio Grande River. And this is something that's been going on. There were three bundles on the three kids, total weight of 64 pounds. That's a lot of weight for a kid. Street value, $51,000. Now, over at the DNC, the deputy chair, Keith Ellison, has come out with this bizarre claim that national borders are an injustice. They create injustice because people in other countries have a right to the United States that the American people built. It's not fair that we want to keep our country just for ourselves. That's their new, they're talking global socialism is what they're talking about. So the DNC is definitely on board with this idea of whatever you built, it has to be shared with everybody around the world. We'll be right back after these words.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And as we come up to the top of our third hour, we're going to go back to the phones. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I got to say that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and Trump really has been given a mission impossible. And as disappointed as I have been, I got to say that making nice with Putin goes a long way. And the more that I see everybody in the establishment against him, the more it makes me like him. And so I wanted to say that I'm not believing the establishment polls saying that he's losing popularity, for the reason that the people that are against him, the Never Trumpers, their polls are pretty consistently against Trump. They're not honestly going to go up and down with current events in real time, whereas Trump's base, or what's left of it, they're more honestly willing to go up and down with approval based on current events. And so if Trump shoots the missiles at Syria, his base poll numbers go down. If Trump goes and has a friendly summit with Putin and puts Cold War II on hold, then his base should go up, whereas his opposition should stay consistent. So what do you think? Do you think that he's really lost popularity overall with this?
I think there's probably he's lost some of his base. I'm certainly not as enthusiastic about him as I was when he won the election. On the other hand, I still maintain things would have been a lot worse had Hillary won, or to be more accurate, stolen that election. But the corporate media polls cannot be trusted. And we used to run polls on our on this website that asked the same question as the corporate media polls. And, of course, we got very, very different results. But if you want to know what's really going on, just talk to people and ask them what they think. Don't get confrontational. Don't get caught up in an argument. But just find out what's going on with your friends and neighbors in the community around you. The corporate media polls can't be trusted. Even Fox News ran a poll or was showing a poll today where they claimed 46% of Americans didn't think that Trump was tough enough on Russia. So I don't know. It just doesn't seem to make sense.
Yeah, this localized drop in his popularity, supposedly, in reaction to the summit, that's specifically what I'm not believing, because...
No, I'm not buying that one either. That was a good thing. I mean, we can see this full court press going on, where the Democrats and even some war hawk Republicans and the corporate media, they all want to deny Trump the image that he did something good. They did the same thing after the meeting with Kim Jong-un. They basically want to destroy him in the eyes of the American people ahead of removing him.
Yeah, I'm kind of giving him a little bit of a second chance because of this situation. I just realized he was given an impossible mission. And so, I mean, I'm going to lower my expectations a bit and give him a bit of a second chance. Regarding your $400,000 of illegal Clinton Foundation money transferred over from criminal elements in Russia.
Mateus, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. We got to do a station identification, and after that, we have a guest on our show. So thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.